5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the chop up, trying to get chopped up, not get slapped up. You already know.
We're gonna call this the conscious chop, and I'm gonna reference this because, you know what I'm saying, shout out to my fellow Westside partner Chris X. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna preface this with this right here. You feel me? When it comes to the sentiment of Black Lives Matter, you are allowed to make some distinctions. You feel me? If you want to be critical for what the Black Lives Matter as an organization, what they do, who they get their money from, how they move, who they support, who they endorse, you got that. That's fine. You feel me? But I think you can't be on no selfish shit and say that you disagree with the statement that Black Lives Matter, right?
Yeah.
With that being said, when we say Black Lives Matter, when we say hashtag Black Lives Matter, when we put it on t-shirts, there is no asterisk, right? With that being said, Breonna Taylor, Black woman in Louisville, Kentucky, EMT, not just the EMT, an award-winning EMT, you know what I'm saying, first responder, was murdered in her own home. Because the police had a no-knock warrant and went into the wrong home, and the boyfriend shot a warning shot at the floor, and as a result, the police shot. I can't even think of how many shots they shot, but I know 8 of them hit Breonna Taylor in her own home.
Hey, some crazy number of shots too. They said when her reports, I said it was bullets and bullet holes and places that don't make no sense. They said it was bullets in the soap. They said it was bullets in the cereal, you know what I'm saying? Like literally bullets and bullet fragments in places that it's just like, what in the world happened?
They was dumping.
They dumped on them. Dumped so much that Breonna got hit 8 times. She was asleep when she got hit. You feel me? The reason why I prefaced this was saying there is no asterisk when we talk about Black Lives Matter is because Breonna's death happened before George Floyd. And I think that I try to listen to Black women as much as I can. You know what I'm saying? My wife probably would say I don't listen enough. But you feel me? Anyway, I listen to Black women as much as I can. What I recognize is that when it comes to the pain and suffering of Black men and how it mobilizes the Black community compared to the pain and suffering of Black women and the lack of how it mobilizes the Black community. What is y'all thoughts on just this analysis, this right here, right there?
It's just so stark. You know what I'm saying? I think it's like pain. It's like the painful silence in comparison to now. We'll say I went to 2 protests on Saturday and I heard just as much Breonna Taylor as George Floyd. So I think we have started to really massage this in that, you know what I'm saying? Like this is equal opportunity oppression right here that we can't go lightly. I think we've started to do that as a collective pretty decently. Because I was very impressed with the names and just, I mean, but this is Southern California. This was, you know, I heard some trans names in there and some trans chats, chants. I heard, you know what I'm saying? Like, so just their relationship to.
Yeah. Well, you're in California, man. I'm in Oklahoma.
And I mean, I'm at protests where, I mean, the minority is Black people, right? These are, okay. So it was my protest orientation is quite interesting.
You was in Orange County, right?
I'm in Orange County, California.
Yeah,
and I did.
Orange County, yeah.
Fullerton is like northern Orange County on the way to LA, like kind of as you start to get to South LA on the way up. So it's a little cuspy. So it's a little bit more ratchet. It was a little bit more of a ratchet affair because I went deep, like under Irvine.
Okay.
Right? A suburb of Irvine in Lake Forest. And out
there. Here's my question.
Hold on. You was in Lake Forest.
In Lake Forest.
Yeah, okay. That's deep.
They got down there. It was 1,000 people out That's there deep. In no kind of protest in the heart Man. Of conservative hey. Red. Orange County.
I'm about to say,
and please understand.
You in.
Yeah, please understand.
You're not in the blue California.
We're not talking about, you feel me? This is exactly this red California. This money.
I'm going to tell you how
it's old California. This is Ronald Reagan country.
Listen. And so, because there was a level of danger, right? Going to protest in LA. Right, there was a level of unpredictability, whatever. It's a different but a very serious level of danger to go and protest in Orange County.
Here's my question.
Right in Long Beach.
Here's my question.
What's up?
Do we think that the Black community relates to black women being victims of police brutality the same as it does Black men being police brutality? Am I making this up? Am I trying to make something or nothing, or is there something here?
No, you're not making something or nothing, and I'm going to tell you why. Even in well-intentioned conversations, the truth is in the slippages, right? Even in the best well-intentioned conversations about Black lives, it's Black men. We got to fight for our Black men. Black men are dying in the streets. It's Black men. And so our hearts and our intentions are to be all-encompassing, to deal with Breonna, to prioritize her, but the truth is in the slippages. You know what I'm saying? And so the reason why we have say her name is largely because we weren't putting a whole lot of attention on it. But even say her name is important in these conversations where we're meaning to be all encompassing. But you tell, it's just, it's working and massaging out that language. And people don't think it's important, but it is, because you
definitely important.
Even every, look at every hashtag list you look at. It's not never an equal. It's always one or two women, a trans person, and a bunch of men.
Yeah.
And so people say it's important in the nature of it. But I posted a list not too long ago at Toya G on Instagram of over 100 women and girls who have been killed and brutalized by the police. You know what I'm saying? So the number, don't let the numbers, I ain't gonna say don't let the numbers fool you. Don't assume you know the numbers, right? We need to be having a more equitable conversation about the women who are being brutalized and murdered by the police. And it's just not happening in the slippages.
I would say, and a large portion of that is due to the fact that too much of these narratives we don't control. It's like too much of what is marketable, we don't control. You know what I'm saying? Because what's like, what happened to Breonna Taylor was tragic, but it's the liberal narrative of the Black man being brought down, being tore down. You feel me? Like that's the easy shit to run with. That's the, they targeting Black men. They killing the Black men. They, you know what I mean? And it's a part of like how it's a part of the spectacle. The Black men being killed is a part of the spectacle. The Black woman being killed is just like it's an afterthought. You feel me? It's like, oh, damn, that's sad. That's fucked up. Even though go ahead.
No. Even though what's happening what?
Yeah, what's happening to the sisters is even more fucking tragic. You got to look at, like, with George Floyd, we are talking about a circumstance where, you know, oh, he was a brute. They scared of the Black man. They this, they that. In this issue, they have no excuse. What happened to
it's like literally they killed her, and it was like, oops, I'm sorry.
But I mean, and what's her name? Tatiana Jefferson. What happened to her? It's these are instances where that's some shit. You shot her through the window. You feel me?
Through the window in her own crib, and then you try to bring up a gun that was in her home that she legally had.
There's no justification of a past criminal behavior. There's no justification of being terrified for your life. There's no justification of resisting arrest. Right? This is literally negligence at a bare minimum. Because if we juxtapose what happened to Breonna Taylor to what happened to the white woman in Minneapolis with the Somali American Muslim cop, he killed that white woman.
So he's at
jail. I think he got 12. Yeah, either 12 or 15 years. You feel me?
Something up in there.
You know what I mean? The fact that they had the audacity.
Think about that though. He got sentenced worse in Minneapolis than Amber Geiger got sentenced in Dallas, in a state in Texas that's supposed to be way more harsher for shit like that, for murder.
Bro, and that's why, as much as we can look at what's happening with Black people, and let's say Black men and the police, right? As much as we can look at that and say, man, that's an explicit instance of racism. You feel me? Like, that's crazy. The fact that we don't have that same energy for when it's even more gratuitous and more negligent with Black women is frightening. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's depressing. Because it's like, what more? Like, do we need to, like, how else do we break that down? And just like, and I'll say this, and you got it, Toya. Like you said, the reason why I brought up who controlled that narrative is because when you go to the protest, you hear Breonna Taylor's name. You hear like the other names that are involved in what's been happening. Most of the time when you see Black people even putting a name on anything, it's full of names. It's a list of names. You know what I'm saying? Even King Bach, like, his poem was like, I mean, stick to comedy. Like, I mean, appreciate it. It was real. It was heartfelt. I'm glad you did it.
It was heartfelt,
I'm glad you did it. You feel me? Hey, but hey, it was like he had name.
Came one dope. Deontay Wilder, hey, his shit was clean.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But when we do it, we listing names. We not saying, oh, it's this instance. The reason why it becomes about the black man is because the black man has a represents a spectacle. His death represents a spectacle in the media that they can hold, that they can grasp onto, that they can run with the narrative with, and that's what ended up getting spread.
Hey,
we know what's up.
R.I.P. Corn Gaines, man. R.I.P. Corn Gaines. Shout out to everybody in Baltimore that, you know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to Corn Gaines, you feel me? She got killed. She got killed in her own home for taking up a right that them old gun-toting Second Amendment beating their chest, I believe, in the right to bear arms as conservatives then nudge. And they shot her son. You feel me? And shit, I feel like the black community, I thought we should have been a little bit more moved by that death. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but this is what I'm saying. I don't want to overly put the onus because tropes and narratives and spectacles absolutely exist. And they create and determine a lot of how we end up occupying center stage if ever we get it, right? And I agree with that. Has a great point, and this is what I want to get back to with these slippages, is that he says it reminds me of the IG chain post of black men getting other black men to post about not tearing down other black men, right? And so it's this cacophony of black madness that even we have built a relationship to, right? Stop killing our sons and our daughters, not realizing that even from slavery, right, social death has started to be impressed on the souls of women who were having their bodies taken and stuff like, you know what I'm saying? So when It becomes such an opportunity to be introspective about what it is that we do to ourselves, you know, to understand gender and the phenomena of it. But we are all, I'll call myself a pseudo scholar of anti-blackness. I know what I know, but I also know about genderless notions.
Pseudo.
Bro, I was out here talking
about equality,
oppression, and unified.
Yeah, but hey, Damo, how many debates did she judge?
Pseudo.
Enough. What I will say about my knowledge of anti-blackness is that the understandings of gender are only useful insofar as your understandings of the genderlessness of how black bodies are engaged with by laws, by the gratuity of violence, by the free falling, you know, nature of what it means to encounter a black body from a white scope and a white lens. And so, like, I just, if it's that equal opportunity, right? I literally posted my cousin. I told y'all I had that post of 100 women and girls who had been killed by the police. And my cousin was like, you know, I always knew it was real, but I didn't know it was this real. And white supremacy is equal opportunity. We know
equal
that. You know
what
I'm saying? So it comes back to talking about the Capitol P police, but also talk about, because I think if we talked about the lower P police, we would start talking about more black women and how they get policed, right?
Mm-hmm.
By the Karens of the world, by the systems, by the micromanagers. You know what I'm saying? And so we got to have bigger and more totalistic conversations about just the eradication of black life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what we're asking for, I'm gonna show y'all a great example, right? And Lee, I don't even know if you remember, but I know I had this conversation with you about I had created a program called Black U, right? Mm. And it was very way back when I was first trying to get into my HD stuff. And the whole notion of Black U was to mature. I wanted to do cultural sensitivity training specifically in regards to black people. And I wanted to mature the vocabulary of these conversations from racism to anti-blackness. Right. This was like 3 or 4 years ago when I was like, we don't really understand what's happening because our vocabulary is so infantile and so elementary in terms of what's really happening. So we are getting POC. We're getting diversity initiatives. We're getting multiculturalism and locking arms and shit because we're not talking about anti-blackness. Right. And so now we see that the vocabulary is developed into things being anti-black. Oh, my goodness gracious. I just saw No Name asking for literature on Afro-pessimism. And shout out to Anthony for retweeting it for me. But No Name was on Twitter talking about, can somebody send me some text or some literature on Afro-pessimism? I've been meaning to read up about that. Nigga, wait, since
what?
When?
Yeah.
Since when?
What?
You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping that we start to get to understanding. I'm hopeful. We got to be slow. We got to remember we ain't read the things. They ain't read what we read.
Toya,
we done.
The amount of, like, I'm always surprised by how unfamiliar most people are with just critical race theory in general.
Yeah.
Like people really don't know that there's entire fields of scholarship dedicated to not just understanding race, but understanding blackness.
Just black shit.
You feel me?
Just black shit.
Like it's they hold catalog is just full of writing and understanding blackness.
Yeah, and with that being said,
and people don't know that.
People wanted to say this real simple, man. Believe it or not, contrary to popular belief, it's a whole section in the library. They got like black scholars that's writing about sexuality, gender, institution, power, philosophy, religion, all that shit. Like black people that's doing it through the black lens, right? But I started this conversation talking about how Black Lives Matter doesn't have any asterisks. And we kind of all agree with that, you know? I think when we talk about black women, you know what I'm saying? I think that we have to kind of be very purposeful with our language, you know what I'm saying? And I think that when we start talking about black women, you feel me? I purpose this conversation with this, man. Regardless of how you feel about that trans shit, regardless of how you feel about trans identities, whether you agree, disagree, we can get into that whole other episode. Regardless of how you feel on that shit, you got to have some humanity and understand, do you feel like they should not be beat up or murdered by the police or by our own people? And with that being said, you feel me? R.I.P. to Tony McDay and say your name, Iyanna Dior. Before I go into asking any questions, Toya Adamo, do you have anything to just say on that?
Yeah, I think... Go ahead, Toya.
Adamo, please.
Nigga, it's polite. I think it's interesting that you use the word humanity, because niggas don't understand how minimalist they take that word. You feel me? And they use that word. And if you don't fit within one person's understanding of what a human is supposed to be, whether you a male human, a female human, whether that should be the only type of human you should be, you know what I'm saying? You don't get the title of, you know what I'm saying? You don't get humane treatment based on removing yourself from certain norms and shit. You feel me? Like, I'm a person in a body that don't match me. And because people don't understand that, I can't grasp that concept, what they do is they remove their humane treatment from them because of that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, we can't even talk to them about humanity because they don't understand it. You can't ask why aren't they being treated humanely, because they not looking at these people as humans. You know what I'm saying? That's the main problem. They even say to be funny, they be trying to say the it's.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The alphabet people. That type of shit.
It's really a thingification or objectification or dehumanization that follows with people that don't orient their sexuality the way that everybody want them to, or people that don't conform to gender identity the way that everybody want them to, especially in the black community. So when I say Iyanna Dior, I feel like it's really important for me to go in detail with this. I feel like the shit pissed me off, right? What does it mean for the whole...
Hold on, before we move on. You asked Toya the question too. So I was saying, because he was saying, like, in terms of, you know, how they, like, how people react to, like, specifically trans women, mm-hmm. in terms of how this violence take place. Mm-hmm. I said, when he brought up, you know, why aren't they treated humanely, or why they deny humane treatment, I was specifically saying because they not viewed as human to these people, to the people that, you know what I'm saying, go through those circumstances, they not viewed as human.
The only thing that I would add to that is, I think, you know, people have a hard time not having jurisdiction over shit. And so it is very peculiar for niggas to not be able to overdetermine, to police, to dictate and determine things like people's sexual organs or what they do with them, you know, and because they can't control them, they attempt to like overimpose some type of control over it in the moments that we interact. Right. And so it's just like, since I can't control how you fucking, what you do and who you like and how you present and how you understand yourself in the bedroom, I'm going to just make sure I get you together now about that shit. You know what I'm saying? And so it speaks to like a jurisdiction that people like to occupy, that niggas like to like occupy, that individuals like to assume over other people's bodies. It's just like, you want to try to claw for every ounce of control you can over somebody else's body, because you know that those things are things that, because they're so private, you can't control. Does that make sense? Like, it's just, it's like, it's an infatuation with power. You know what I'm saying? Like, the desire to police niggas, and policing.
The desire.
That's why I keep coming back to the little P police, because you can be mad about the big P police, but if you have taken up the politics and the practices of the oppressor, and you have become a police to your own people, you just as bad as any other Capitol P police that we can have in our lives, right? So it is very important that we talk about this lower P policing that happens, right? When you feel like you can assert yourself, assert your opinion, assert bodily harm over me over something private that ain't got nothing to do with you, that you'll never
got nothing to do with you
about past this interaction.
Past the, just really ain't got nothing to do with you.
And I offend you, or we bump into each other, something like that, and you got to call me an it or a she male or a he she or whatever problematic language that you got. That is your moment of capturing power over some shit that has to do with me that you can't control in the bedroom because you'll never get there.
Definitely.
That you can't control when I get dressed because you'll never see what genitals I have one way or another.
And why you pressed about what's in their pants anyway, man? Like, why are you so pressed about that shit?
That lowercase p gonna play you every time, right? And that is what I think becomes systematic and reflective of niggas trying to grasp a power that they don't have in their real lives, because they realize they can't control and dictate and determine how their own bodies are interpolated or dealt with, because they can't be an upstanding nigga in their own communities because they automatically gonna be seen as a thug. And so they don't get to be trans and say, okay, I'm not that nigga, this. And so they upset for other people living their truth. You know what I'm saying? It's really kind of wild. That lower people needs to get you every time.
And you know what, Toya? We're gonna stick with that framing. The lower people police. So the Ayanna Dior incident that happened is black trans woman has a fender bender in Minneapolis, Minnesota, literally while all this protesting and rioting and all that shit going down in Minneapolis right now. So, you know, the entire world is looking at what's going on in Minneapolis in terms of how they orient themselves towards black life, right? If you watch this video, you just look up this woman's name, you're going to see a whole bunch of black people literally calling this woman all out her name and literally dragging her by her body outside the store. You see a cisgender black woman saying, bitch, I don't give a fuck if you a nigga. I don't give a fuck this, that, and the other. Bring your ass outside, right? You see a couple niggas that look like me and Damo pick this transgender woman up, take her outside the damn store, and then all of a sudden want to be on some macho man shit like, hell no, that's a nigga. She can't fight. He can't fight her. That's a nigga. Set up. Complete setup. This is why I asked y'all a question though, right? Am I being on some sucker shit if I say, hey, right now white people trying to concoct a narrative that black people only care about Black Lives Mattering when it's being brutalized or beat up by white folks or by cops? If I use that narrative and talk about, you know what I'm saying, the lack of caring of Ayanna Taylor, of Ayanna Dior, am I being on some sucker shit?
Do you mean with sucker shit as in you're agreeing
I'm
with
taking the a narrative? No, I'm taking a narrative and I'm applying it to this specific instance right here.
No, I think it's a matter of you being able to talk about what you know about. You know what I'm saying? White people in a world where black on black crime is not a real thing and intercommunal violence is, white people need to talk to white people about serial killers and about all types of mass and homicides. Those are conversations y'all not having with y'all people. So don't worry about the conversations we have with niggas about violence against niggas. Now, there are intersections there that queerness opens up a door to that make people feel like they deserve and belong a seat at the table and having these conversations. But when it's all said and done, there are internalized hate. There are questions about separations and divisions. There are ways that anti-blackness and white supremacy have been made to separate niggas from each other and find difference within each other that we still have to sort out, that we have to get a control over, but that we also have to recognize is systemic and structural based on white violence and white shit. Right, we have been pitted against each other in a whole bunch of unique ways that have only become more and more developed and intricate and intertwined as social life develops itself. You know what I'm saying? So let's not act brand new like the division against niggas and between niggas and the violence that happens against us is not also carefully orchestrated by white people. You don't get to opt out of this. You are responsible for this shit too.
And that is why that little P policing is so much bigger than that big P policing. Because if you can buy into the narratives that they want you to buy into about other black people, we'll police ourselves. You feel me? If we have the Candace Owens of the world, you feel me? And that's why you have those type of people have such big followings like me. We talk about all the time. It's so easy to build a social media following as a black conservative. If all you want to do is sit around bashing black people, you will have 100,000 followers by the end of the month. I guarantee it.
Hey, listen, y'all. Right now, you can go on to TikTok and go follow, or you just look at the page. I made it in 3 days. I wish I had my hat right here around me, man. I got a MAGA hat. It's a Make America Great Again with a big ass question mark on it. I made 3 videos in 3 days. I've gained 10,000 followers, and I'm making fun of conservatism and literally exposing it for its insidious nature about how this shit is anti-black. White people are eating out of my hands of me chastising black folks. I'm literally it's straight satire, but it's like they're talking about things like literally saying you are the voice that we need to unify this country, and I'm talking shit about black people. In 3 days, 10,000 people, man. 10,000.
And that's what I'm saying, bro. It's nothing. It's nothing. Because all they want to do is know that it's people in our communities that view us the way that they view us. Oh, that's why let's take it to a deeper level.
What the satisfaction we get when we find out that all white people ain't completely fucked up and ain't completely lost their mind, right? It does something.
Yeah. The phenomenon of white kids arguing with their parents.
Yeah.
That's the new thing, right? Like, you kids is going viral for exposing how racist they fucking parents is. Kids going are like, viral, no, dad. Yeah. Black lives matter, dad. All lives matter, Jennifer. That's racist. All lives matter.
I watched one white girl take the test at the same time. It was like, hey, let me tell you something. If all you debate wasn't trying to do what they was doing,
cooking, right? Because what's happening here is we see that because we glad that that's happening in that instance, right? But we know that that little girl ain't got no power in changing shit. You feel me? Like, yeah, she can go back and forth, but having black people, small p police, other black people. With the respectability politics of whiteness as it relates to race, as it relates to gender, as it relates to capital, as it relates to sex, as it relates to all of that shit.
Any of the
you thing. Feel me? Right. As when we're like, I mean, when we are turning our back on other black people because they don't fit within the normative standard of white society, that's us doing the job of whiteness. That's that small P police. You know what I'm saying? When we disavow
the internalization of black inferiority, the internalization of white supremacy.
Like when we disavow black, like the violence inflicted on black trans people, the violence inflicted on black women, you feel me? When we attempt to create, instead of having that parallel, when we attempt to create a hierarchy, you know what I'm saying? But you know, with black men, you know, black men are the leaders. You know, the only reason why that's happening to the black women is because the black men ain't the leaders. Like it's like, no, bro. No, like
it makes sense, fam. Black men being killed because they ain't leaders,
or black women being killed because black men ain't leaders.
Stop.
You know what I'm saying? Silly shit like that. You feel me? That's the self policing that we do to the point where we incapacitate ourselves. We debilitate it because we so busy trying to conform to an ideology that's not.
He said debilitated. Let's count the syllables in that one. Debilitated.
Tay, honey, you missed
one. he from Texas. He from Texas. Don't put it against him. He from Bryan, Texas.
Sorry.
Just to cap it off, man. When it comes to the understanding of police brutality in the black community, what would y'all advocate that we start accounting for in terms of black trans people also being murdered by the police and being brutalized by people that look like us three.
Like, what do we need to do?
What we need to do? What are we advocating for? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the, like, I feel like, how do we account for it and help other people account for it?
I mean, it's hard. You got to find, I had a really, really, really good conversation with, I won't drop the name because I'm going to drop some incriminating details about the person, but some of our little Kim folk, you know what I'm saying, definitely out here.
Getting it in.
Brilliant, you know what I'm saying? Just wonderful head on the shoulders, handling business, bright future, doing great things now. And some of those things everybody might not necessarily agree with, but the young man is thriving, right? And what he's doing, I had to shout him out because he shared George's post about Ayanna Dior, about transits, and knowing the nigga that he is and the nigga that he rock with. I'm like,
It blew my mind too.
I was like, you better go. And so he's like, hey man, you know what I'm saying? I'm not scared of nothing and nobody, and I'm gonna have real conversations with my people about our people, because that's basically who I am. And so I was like, how them conversations been going? Man, say, I've been really out here just trying to get people to understand the importance and to liberate. But so he was like, so I'll be telling them this, and then he started breaking it down. And my biggest piece of advice for him, brother, was, again, like I said before, and what I told y'all, I ain't read what we read, ain't seen what they seen. You need to have some strong, clear, just one line, very direct statements, interrogative questions. Allow for these people, especially if they're willing to sit down with you and they coming to you for guidance about it. You know what I'm saying? And even if they ain't, you don't need to have the whole, don't throw them
the whole thing.
How-to book right now. You need to give them nuggets to put in their pocket and chew on and sit on. Hey, this is what I'm going to share with you about it, and I want you to sit on this. I want to argue with it with you. Yeah. I got a lot of faith in you and your love for Black people, so this is what I'm going to leave you with, and we can put a pin in it. And then just give them a little nugget.
The purpose of that video too is to try to do that too. It's the purpose of that video. It's like, you know what? I've kind of given up on trying to just make niggas just completely cool with trans shit. But yes, you got to be able to agree. You don't get no stripes or whipping on a trans woman.
Period. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to find the most kind of reductive path to get people to just understand and agree with. Do you agree that in a world where you ain't never going to be in their bedroom, ain't never going to see their genitals, you not concerned with them, right? Because if you are, let's go ahead and have a come to Jesus meeting. But if you're not concerned, well, what's going on under that? Can you at least agree that they deserve
to live, man, just live tomorrow?
Can you agree that they deserve to live enough to disagree with them tomorrow?
I think one of the statements that George made a while back was straight up just you can't say you give a fuck about Black people if that don't include trans Black people, if that don't include queer Black people, if that don't include
Black people,
But to make sure we don't get on no All Lives Matter type shit, you can't say you care about Black people and you treat black trans people the way that
like
you
dogs, like period. Animals.
It ain't even a question of having to know the answers. It's being open to understand something outside of what you grew up with, outside of what you was taught traditionally. Like, that's the biggest thing. I think a part of the problem is that we not willing to question a lot of the normative values that we came up with.
Yeah, man.
Especially when we get to this age. You feel me? But the one thing that Black people should always be willing to do is question why the fuck they believe what they believe about people that look just like them.
Yeah.
Period.
Come on, off break.
Even if you like, I don't really understand. Okay, fine. But who told you what you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, where did you get that from? Question that shit. And then try to understand. I think that's the biggest thing. Because it's like, even Rashad pointed out in the comments that I use the term female, which I attempt not to do.
About that other day.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, exactly.
But that's what I'm saying to you. We talk.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, we talk. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas, I know I need to do better in a lot of shit. You feel me? Yeah. Like, I'm really a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? In terms of being respectful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In terms of being respectful, because I got love for everybody, but it's certain nuances that I haven't been privy to that I'm trying to be better at. You feel me? So it's like, at least having an understanding of shit, like, hey, put me in the right direction. You know what I'm saying?
These are black people
at the end of the day.
We gotta start doing niggas, and George, I'm gonna turn back over you to close it, like we did Drew Brees. You know what I'm saying? Look, when Drew Brees brought up that flag shit, he was off topic. That's not what we talk about. Do you love Black people? You know what I'm saying? Because you being mad about them not being natural and that's off topic. That's another day. The question at hand is, all Black lives matter. Just to be very
right.
And this is really my last thing. Remember, matter is a bare minimum. I'm just asking you to validate their existence. Not Black lives have value. Not like Black
them semantics.
The same demand we have for white people is a bare minimum on the spectrum of their relationality to Black people. We have simply asked you to acknowledge that niggas.
That's the bottom, the base.
Bare minimum.
It's the base. Hey, it's 30 years.
We'll talk about the rest of it.
But keep up.
But for right now, can you just admit that all Black Lives Matter?
Paquito.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, cap it off, Julie.
Hey, man, so hey, capping this off, I'm going to try to do it real quick, too. We know that a lot of times when we start having conversations about sexuality and gender identities in the Black community, those conversations usually start talking about some procreation shit. I just want to take this time to talk about how Black queer people and Black trans people have been able to contribute not only a lot to the present day Black Lives Matter movement, but a history of being able to contribute to the liberation of Blackness and Black people, right?
With so, no right reciprocity.
Now, with no reciprocity. With no too. I'm talking about literally Black trans people, Black gay people will put their blood, sweat, and tears into the movement of Black people, and we will not return their love back.
And give you none
example.
Of the...
I'll give you an example. Bayard Rustin, you know, every pro-Black person love to talk about the goddamn Million Man March, huh? We love to talk about the Million Man March, but we will literally ignore how Martin Luther King talks about the gay Black man, Bayard Rustin, being one of the masterminds behind the Million Man March and saying it wouldn't be possible without his gay ass. You feel me? Let's do another one. James Baldwin. James Baldwin has impacted so many different Black scholars. Oh, let's bring another one in. Ozra Lord. Marsha P. Johnson. Hey, right now it's June. This is the last one I say. I end my rant. Right now, it is June.
Problem.
You feel me? June is Pride Month. For y'all that don't know, you feel me? Though June being Pride Month is attributed to the LGBT community, it is very important to recognize that police brutality to a Black person is what sparked off the Stonewall riots in 1960s that made it where we have a Pride Month. So when you think about police brutality, make sure you can account for our trans brothers and sisters and our non-gender-conforming people. Do not put your pro-Black shit as white supremacy and blackface. When you say Black Lives Matter, it has to also account for the Black folks that don't sex like you, that don't believe in the same God as you, that don't have the same gender identities that you believe in. Mm-hmm. Yana, I rest my case.
Mm-hmm. And that's the that on that.
Man, and yeah, so y'all know how we typically end it, man. Go to the social media. If you don't follow the page. You know what I'm saying? You can find us all at the Chop Up.
Before
you everywhere.
Leave, drop a love real quick. Y'all hug that like, hug that love. Y'all been robbing with us. We've been at least 20 strong this whole conversation. So
yeah, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all, definitely.
And then tune in. Nick was dropping comments. Iggy was dropping comments. Yeah. Paul was dropping comments. Who else was in here in the mix? Heavy. Dakobi was dropping comments in this thing. Lamar dropped some comments.
Shit. Tiffany, the loyalist Tiffany. You know what I'm saying?
My sister was in the building. LaSalle, LaFay.
Nah. You know what I'm saying? She's the universal big sister. Tiffany.
We seen the boy. Who else was in here? Young Taco. Darius was in the building for a second hanging out. Hey, we got love for y'all. Thank y'all for rocking with us. Share this episode because it's still timely, it's still relevant. We want people
share this episode, man.
We on Instagram, we on Facebook, we on YouTube, the Chop Up Show, the Chop Up.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Education is elevation, goddamn it.
Yeah. Hey, so y'all be easy. This has been the Chop Up.
It's been the Chop Up, man. Hey, coming soon, a better one coming soon, goddamn.
Hey, somebody send me a new unk for my birthday. I love it.